This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin offers the lowest compensation rate in the country to people who have been wrongfully convicted. There was a chance that might change this year, but the state Senate killed the bill that would have provided a tenfold increase in the amount the state pays people who serve time in prison for crimes they did not commit. Gilman Halstead reports on how the money could have helped one man rebuild his life after proving his innocence.
The state claims board awarded Joseph Fry $25,000 to compensate him for the 8 years he spent in prison for a rape he didn't commit. He was released in 2013 after DNA evidence proved another man committed the crime.
I still have a few dollars left, very little, but it is what it is. And I'm not going to let that stop me from trying to be a productive, good member of society now.
That's Fry, 3 months ago, testifying in favor of the bill that would have raised the state's current compensation from $5,000 per year of wrongful imprisonment, capped at $25,000, to $50,000 a year, capped at $1 million, the same amount the federal government now offers. If the bill eventually passes, it's estimated it would cost the state $2.7 million to compensate the nine people eligible for the increased payout.
We don't ask for a handout. None of us do. We're just trying to get on with our lives as best we can, knowing what we have learned over these years and what we have gone through. And all we're asking for is to be fairly compensated.
The state assembly approved the bill unanimously, but it failed to pass the Senate. Fry is still hoping the proposal will come up for a vote again next year.
It's just disheartening that it has to be prolonged like this. It makes it difficult. I have to keep my faith in the system that it will work out and allow them to do what they need to do to make it work out.
Fry is now back on his feet. He turned 57 at the end of March and is working part-time at the Wisconsin Senior Employment Program, helping older workers like himself who are trying to get back into the job market. He also volunteers selling bread and pastries at the Just Bakery, a training center for ex-offenders learning to be bakers. Fry says if the bill is revived, he'll use the money to pay it forward by opening his own print shop and hiring ex-offenders to staff it.
I mean, I was a printer for many years, and to pay it forward would give everybody else an opportunity who can use it. I've been working with former inmates and stuff back in the day. You know, I know their capabilities. I know what they can do. And given the right circumstances, they can be very fruitful there.
Christopher Ochoa, another exoneree, says that decision to give back is something many exonerees make once they're released.
None of us have sat there and blown our money. There's people that started nonprofit with their settlements to help others. That's all we want, a chance in life and to help others. And that's how we use our money, wisely.
Ochoa was wrongfully convicted of murder in Texas in 1989 and freed with the help of the Wisconsin Innocence Project in 2001 after the real killer confessed. He won a $5 million settlement from the city of Austin and he used it to get a law degree at UW-Madison. He now has his own law practice. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.